All right, let's send it back to the Ponderosa Steakhouse in Portland. Here's your host, John Boggs.
Thank you, Jeffrey. I want to tell our listeners to make sure to get a pencil because we have some information we're going to give you here shortly to write down. But first, let's talk to Pauline Fowler, who is volunteer coordinator and at State of the Heart Hospice. But, you know, Pauline, I've worked with volunteers before, and it's kind of like herding cats. There's a lot of effort expended in this. I bet you earn your money here, but on the other hand, if you want volunteers, State of the Heart is probably one of the most gratifying places to work.
Oh, thanks for saying that. You know, it does scare people, the word hospice sometimes. But
yeah.
Volunteers come to us for a number of different reasons. Oftentimes it's because we've had a family member.
Mm-hmm.
They have hospice in their lives, and that's a... you know, they're ahead of the game. They get what we do.
Uh-huh.
But other volunteers come just for the fact that they want to help people. They are good listeners. We will take, you know, people who work full-time. I can be flexible, and I want to be flexible with their schedules because we do need volunteers for all sorts of different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, to be with our patients and families. That's the number one need.
Right.
But we have volunteers that do bereavement, office work, marketing, and fundraising. So it can be very flexible for them. And it's a different world. People are working longer, not retiring
mm-hmm.
as early as they'd like. So you have to be flexible with their schedules.
So I guess from a volunteer perspective, if someone just wants to dip their toe in the water, the commitment's not too extraordinary.
No, not at all. There's requirements. Sure, there's requirements, application process, reference, background check, and an orientation process. And then, you know, I'd like people to go through the orientation process and then decide what works for them.
Okay. How many volunteers do you have now?
Right now in our agency, we have around 120 in the total agency. They all pick and choose what they want to do and find their niche. And I think we're pretty good at fitting people with what they're comfortable with. You have to be comfortable with what you're doing when you volunteer.
Well, and especially I think with hospice, there's such an intimate relationship that you have with the patients and the families.
Oh, absolutely. Our volunteers have great stories. Some of our volunteers, you know, like Larry said, we've been in business over 30 years. Some of our volunteers have been with us almost that long.
Mm-hmm.
So they have wonderful stories, and it is an intimate relationship. You're right.
So how do they contact you?
They can contact me at the Portland office at 800-417-7535. That will get them, they know where to find me. I work out of all of our offices, but they know where to find me. And we're located at 1237 West State Route 67 here in Portland.
Okay. And Pauline, I want to clarify for our listeners that State of the Heart is just not in Portland. You're in Greenville?
Yes.
And
Coldwater, Ohio.
Coldwater, Ohio.
Correct.
So you serve a fairly large geographic area.
Absolutely,
here.
Right.
So 120 may sound like a lot of volunteers, but when you look at the area you cover, that's not all that many.
We can spread ourselves pretty thin, and we have spread out over a different the county areas here, and we are in Adams, and help me out here, Larry.
Blackford, Adams. Of course, we're in Jay and Randolph.
Mm-hmm.
So we have quite a few counties, a total of 12 counties, some, of course, in Ohio
uh-huh.
and some here in Indiana. But we have, and as you know, it's a bit of a rural area, so there's some stretches between these distances, you know.
Okay.
I try to keep volunteers close to their home or close to where they work, too,
sure.
because we'll have a volunteer that say, oh, I work there. I can stop in and visit that patient after work. So you think outside the box, especially with the gas prices the way they are.
Oh, absolutely.
John, I was just going to mention, Pauline talked about flexibility, and I just recently talked with a volunteer that really impressed me, and it gets to the point about flexibility, and this is a lady who works nights. She works 70 hours a week,
mm-hmm.
but at one point, a hospice took care of both of her parents, and she wanted to give back. So she said when she gets off work in the morning, she has some flexibility in her day, but she will go and she will sit with a patient and visit with them. And she's giving up an hour, maybe 2 hours a week, but
mm-hmm.
she said she's really getting a lot back. So Pauline had mentioned flexibility, and she's able to tailor her volunteering to her schedule.
Okay. Well, we've got everybody with a pencil now. Let's give them the number again that they can write down for contacting State of the Heart.
Okay. I'm going to give you the 800 number. It's 1-800- 417-7535. And also you can go to our website, www.stateoftheheartcare.org, and you can get information. You can reach Pauline at that number or that site, and also for Camp Bearable.
All righty. At State of the Heart Hospice. Jeffrey O., we thank you for today, and back to you.